bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, do you remember Enya?
I have to know who Enya is to remember her.
I'm so shocked. We'll get to this in the podcast, but I'm so shocked that you don't actually know who Enya is. Like, it's a fucking disgrace. It absolutely is a goddamn fucking disgrace. This is a Triple Threat podcast. You may remember a woman by the name of Enya. Do you remember this? Do you remember this, people?
No.
We'll get back to that. Sail away, sail away. Yeah, it's coming.
You don't know that song?
No.
What? Who are you?
Okay, when you guys were like, oh, guys, do you remember Enya? And you were both nodding. I was like, yeah.
Maybe she's just quiet and we didn't even realize.
We're just too absorbed in Enya.
Well, in all fairness, this is the only Enya song I know.
That's
oh,
right.
No, that won't be true.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Mind you.
I believe you.
I feel like that I'm the minority because my mum has every Enya CD.
Oh, my God.
And I think I've talked about this before.
Horrible.
And where when we had dinner parties and I would just put all five Enya CDs in the five disc CD player and press random. You don't know this, Jess.
No.
We have to get to your mum about this.
You've never heard this song.
Look, I probably would have heard the song. My mum would probably be very annoyed at me for not knowing Enya. I've heard the name, but
Anyway, so Enya lives in Ireland.
Ireland.
She's
Dublin.
She actually released an album last year, I think.
Dublin.
Or this year or something.
Well, do you know that actually, some manufacts here, she's wealthier than Adele.
Absolutely, yeah.
She sold more records than One Direction, as your mum can probably attest to, because
yeah.
You have all the Enya albums.
I think there's about eight of them, I think.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
All I know is Sail Away. And she lives in a castle.
Yeah, I knew that.
Next to Bono. She's a complete recluse,
mm-hmm.
Enya. No one really knows what's going on. As one pal has admitted, I love this, she's not exactly a barrel of laughs. You wouldn't go out for a few pints with her. So whoever that
Which is the worst thing you could ever say about an Irish person, that you wouldn't go out with a few pints with them.
Mm.
Or maybe she's into like an Irish cream or something.
Maybe she is. She, so 169 million her fortune is, and she's never once toured. She's never toured.
No.
She spends her days a recluse. She's only been spotted out twice in the last decade.
Oh, wow.
Twice in a decade.
Who's buying her food, people?
Like,
she'll have help.
Oh, she'll have, like, delivery services, I'm sure. She refuses to respond to any fan letters.
Oh,
even her
sad.
Close relatives barely see her, but her companions are cats. And at one point, she had a dozen.
What?
12 cats. So she is the ultimate crazy cat lady that lives in a castle.
The rich crazy cat lady.
Yeah, absolutely.
This
I wonder if they're special cats like that you pay thousands and thousands of dollars for.
Maybe. She spends nearly all her waking hours with a much older married couple who have for 30 years have helped her create her eerie, warbling music.
I would never have seen her
with
as a polyamorous.
I'm not sure that she has. Maybe they just...
She's a polycaterous, I think.
And something that was really interesting is she's created her own languages.
What?
Initially a mixture of English and Gaelic, she now records in Sindarin and Quenya. Oh my gosh, is that like...
Well, they're from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, both created by Jay. And she invented...
She's
invented herself with her songwriters.
Loxian is hers.
I think it's because she's just been living in recluse for so long that she's probably forgotten how to speak English. And
probably.
She's just merged languages together.
Well, interestingly, she's been unable to find love. She says that men find her dark and difficult.
Sorry. How can they not find you dark and difficult? You live in a gothic castle. You're a recluse. You've got a dozen cats. You're not exactly the hot profile on Tinder right at the moment, love.
So you can actually find out the dates that she was like seen in public.
Okay,
2007, she was shopping. 2011,
yeah,
she was also shopping.
She loves getting her shop on.
Twice in 5 years she's been seen shopping. What a strange one. Anyway, so it goes on and on. There's a lot more to say about Enya.
Let's see if there's something. Can you tease us with something?
There's more about romance.
If you really wanted to tease James, you could just tell him he's going to end up like Enya with 12 cats.
Okay.
There's a...
Something
interesting has happened in her castle. That's what I'm going to tease you
with. All right. I wonder if it's got to do with the couple that she lives with.
Maybe.
Bring it on. Christina is getting us up to date on the latest with Enya, for those who don't remember her.
Guilty.
Don't even know who she is, Jess.
What? God, if she's been hiding in a castle, how am I meant to know who she is, James?
She's just one of the, most successful recording artists of all time.
When did Sail Away come out? Anyone tell us?
I'm going to say early 90s.
It's got to be
89 or something.
I reckon a 90s.
This is another one of my favourites, Caribbean Blue. So good.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe I don't know who she is. This would have been pumping in the clubs when I left school.
Oh, it would have been.
Oh, it would have been cutting shapes to it.
It was 10 years before that, okay?
This is probably to sleep.
So we used to listen to it in the car all the time to put my little brother to sleep. If my brother's listening, now you know.
So your mum really made you grow up with Enya.
I know too much Enya.
You're an Enya family.
So tell us what's happening in the castle.
We were going through the castle, so she's got up to 12 cats at any given time. She lives with an older couple, man and a woman. It's not surprisingly, so she's been spotted in public twice in the last decade.
Shopping. I'd love to know what she's been buying, but
probably a new jumper,
tins of tuna.
I was thinking cat toys,
cat food. So she said that she's been the subject of fans' warped, misguided adoration. What do you mean misguided? Because I can see why they would love her. Like, she's an enigma. In 2005,
enigma. Should have been Jess.
Yeah.
In 2005, one broke into her castle and tied up a maid.
What?
While searching for Enya, who had hidden in a panic room.
No wonder she has a panic room.
The poor maid got tied up. I don't think so.
Okay.
But the incident that intensified her isolation happened in 96 when an Italian stalker, I don't know why they have to point out he's Italian, but anyway, strayed.
Christine's like, hey, they're my people.
Hey, like, come on.
Come on, dear.
Italian stalker trailed her for more than a year, turned up at her parents' pub with a picture of her around his neck and stabbed himself.
Oh, my God. No wonder she doesn't leave the house.
She now rarely meets fans at CD signings. Despite being a loner, Enya says she has her guilty pleasures.
Oh.
Once admitting, I'm a big fan of Strictly. I don't know what that is.
Strictly Ballroom?
No.
Oh, maybe Strictly Come Dancing.
Strictly?
Like Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, maybe. Yes, that would make sense. I don't know if I could do the show, although I would adore to learn the Argentine tango.
Oh, yeah, okay. Dancing. So she's Dancing with the Stars.
How could she... Like, she won't even leave the house. How's she going to go on that show?
Live cross from Enya's castle.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, guys. Hold the show. There's a cat walking across the dance floor.
Can I just quickly read you a bit more? Because I so love this. She said, my private lifestyle bothers a lot of people. I don't like anyone else's opinion. And it's not like I'm hanging in, at nightclubs. What happened to choice? Yeah. That's a good point. Like, she's not doing anything that should upset anyone. Romance is about as high on Enya's to-do list as going out. She said her music is her first and present love. After a bad day in the studio, I'm dark and difficult to cope with. Aww. What sort of man would want to adapt to that?
Oh. Well, that's fair enough.
Falling madly in love and getting married would be the most horrific thing that could ever happen.
Well, to be honest, it doesn't really worry me that I didn't really know who Enya was.
What do you mean? She sounds like a barrel of laughs, doesn't she?
Yeah,
barrel of laughs.
Go a few parts of this.
She sounds really in touch with herself.
She sounds like a very devoted musician.
Yep.
Let's give her that. Also, just realised, for someone that's so into music, Sail Away is just... two words over and over.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Let me sail at the Orinoco flow. Let me beach on the shores of Tripoli. Yeah, no. There are words.
There are no words for what just happened. Apparently there's words in the song.
Sorry, I didn't realise how much you loved Enya. I'm
sorry. I love Enya. One of my guilty pleasures.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.